previous commentaries, I have urged listeners not to be distracted by the shiny objects that characterize the Trump presidency. Yes, Trump is a lying misogynist, a xenophobe, and a self-aggrandizing crook. His actions demonstrate he is unfit to be president. The Muslim ban, accusing President Obama of wiretapping, telling the FBI director to lay off Michael Flynn, then firing said FBI director. The abrupt declassification of information to curry favor with the Russian ambassador. It goes on and on. Some columnists, law professor Lawrence Tribe, and many Democrats have urged that Trump be impeached. I would like to register a strong dissent from the growing consensus that it is essential that Trump be removed from office. Despite all the agreed-upon bad things about Trump, what is damaging to our country, racism, misogyny, xenophobia, incipient fascism, rolling back the New Deal, the Great Society, and the civil rights triumphs of the 1960s, the actual policies, those that have been enacted through executive orders or attempted or promised, the actual policies are more serious than the atrocities committed by Trump the man. Do a thought experiment and imagine Trump is gone from the presidency and Mike Pence is president. Will a President Pence support a revival of the Voting Rights Act to overturn the voter suppression laws passed by many states? Will President Pence abandon efforts to repeal and replace Obamacare and instead work with Democrats to strengthen that law? Will he reaffirm President Obama's executive orders protecting undocumented immigrants who were brought here as children? Will he withdraw the Muslim ban executive order? Will he embrace the Obama administration policies to dramatically reduce our nation's carbon footprint? Will President Pence support a large infrastructure program, not a tax subsidy to large construction companies? Will he suddenly become a champion of LGBTQ rights? Obviously, the answer is no. The worst of the policies advanced by the Republican Congress with the connivance of Trump will continue to be the policies of a President Pence. Even worse, President Pence will not be as ineffective as Trump in getting his agenda through Congress. Pence understands Congress and will be much more successful than Trump in forging a congressional majority to enact the extreme right-wing Republican agenda. The media is having a field day reporting the dysfunction in the White House and how bad this is for the reputations of Trump's top advisors and aides. Democrats are taunting Republicans, urging them to put country before party. Do not be diverted by the desire to punish Donald Trump. I urge the various indivisible groups who are attempting to pressure both Republicans and Democrats to do the right thing, to keep eyes focused where they must be. We cannot be seduced into a struggle to impeach Trump. If the Republicans want to do it, we can't stop them, but I would encourage all to stay aloof from any such effort. The issues are policies. We must continue to remind Trump voters that they didn't just make a mistake by voting for a horrible individual. They made a mistake by believing that the policies promised by the Trump campaign would actually improve their lives. On the contrary, those policies will do tremendous harm to us as a people. Let us remember those policies. Taking health insurance away from millions, encouraging the worst in American culture by pushing false stories of criminal immigrants, of voter fraud, of dangerous black people, cutting taxes for billionaires, surrendering the health of the planet to the fossil fuel lobbies. It is those policies we must oppose, regardless of what happens to Trump.